OK, onto this Facebook story. If you've been chatting online on Facebook, not just last night, but in the last week, your conversations might not have been as private as you thought. The company had to take its chat system offline last night because of the security flaws that let users see other people's private chat. The problem was spotted by Steve O'Hare from the website TechCrunch. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
And Graham Cluley is a computer security expert. Hi, Graham.
Hello there.
Steve, can you tell us what happened?
Okay, so yesterday I was tipped off by somebody, a contact on Twitter, that there was this extraordinary security hole where basically a feature that was introduced to ironically improve your privacy enabled you to snoop on the live chats of your friends.
So you'd have to know what to do with it, though.
That's right, but it was quite an easy one to sort of accidentally stumble upon. Basically, what you would have to do is you would go in and change your own privacy settings, and then you could preview your profile as your friends would see it. So you could kind of look at your own profile from the point of view of one of your friends. And in doing so, quite extraordinarily, you took on the role of your friend, including seeing their live chats.
So you could actually pretend to be somebody else and have conversations with their friends?
You couldn't actually take part in the conversation, but you could snoop on it. But yeah, basically you were kind of pretending, as you say, to be one of your friends to see how they would view your profile. But in doing so, as I say, you could actually see any live chats that were going on.
Why didn't Facebook pick up on this?
I have no idea. It strikes me as such a sort of schoolboy error. It wasn't a hard one to sort of, you know, it wasn't some kind of backdoor exploit. It was something you could accidentally stumble upon, and it seems to
do
be...
Do you look for things like this actively, Steve?
Well, we keep our ear to the ground. We're testing out stuff all the time. But you know, in cases like this, it's often the readers that will alert us because, you know, Facebook is used by millions of people.
So you told Facebook of the problem?
Yeah, we gave them a heads up that we were going to run this story because this was such a...
Do you charge them for the information?
No.
No. Just to cut out of the goodness of your heart. What did they say when you told them?
They took several hours to get back to us. But in the meantime, they'd taken down the chat facility. But from a PR point of view, there was a delay with any kind of official response.
Well, they say you'd have to have been doing something specific within your privacy settings to be exposed to the bug, so not so bad, according to them.
Semantics. Mm. Specific. I mean, it was, as I say, it was a feature introduced to make you be able to set your privacy settings up the way you want them. So it was a part of a feature. It wasn't a bug. It was by design that you could see how others would see your profile.
Let me just bring in Graham, who is... you're a security expert, aren't you, Graham? And you were named IT Security Blogger of the Year. So you're the man to talk to on this. Should people be worried about Facebook security?
I think they should, actually. I think there's been a growing trend for security problems to be found in Facebook, and it's opening up people's private information all the time. And this was potentially a colossal hole. It's good that Steve told Facebook, and you know, he did that responsibly, and they were able to shut down this hole before anyone else was able to exploit it. But this is really just the latest in a long list of security issues with the site, which is making more and more people reconsider whether they want to post information and whether they want to be on the site.
It doesn't look like the hole was exploited with malicious intent, though. So they appear to have had a lucky get-off.
I think they've been lucky. I mean, of course, we wouldn't necessarily know if someone else before Steve found this hole and was using it. It does look as though, from the video I've seen of Steve's demo, that it was very easy to stumble across and discover that this was possible. But, you know, I think they are lucky to have got away on this occasion. But, I mean, it's certainly the latest thing which is making me think, well, maybe I should quit Facebook, or if I still need to be on there, not use my real name, but call myself something else, like Doctor Who or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then no one know what public information or private conversations I'm having.
OK, Graham, Steve, thank you very much. We're going to just...
If Doctor Who's on there, you'd want to be snooping on his private conversations, I'd say.
The pushchair maker, McLaren, has agreed...